This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
I'm the assistant rector here at St. David's, and I am honored to be able to do that job. I'm also the children and family minister, a position I have held dearly for a very long time. And before I was a priest, obviously I was at St. Matthew's with this lovely family and with Shelby and with my family, and we all serve together in multiple capacities. And I want to say that the tough part about being a Christian is that even when we're a part of the same faith, and even when we are all one church family, just like a regular family, there are parts of the family that have not come along yet, right? There's still that one uncle or that one aunt that you're like, I don't know about that. It's also difficult to read the same Bible and get completely different information from it. To have a holy text be used as a weapon to interpret things out of context of the time and out of context of the whole of the Bible itself is challenging. And I want to name that for this group because so much of what the church has done historically, the Christian church in general, has caused deep harm, particularly for those of us who are queer. And I want to thank you for coming here today to honor Percy. And I want you to know that wherever you land on any of our myriad sliding scales that we have as people, that you are welcome here and that we will keep you safe and loved and cared for, because that is our job. I am honored to have known you for a lot of your life. I met this amazing boy when he was 3. I saw the dresses. And I love you so much right now. This you is so you. And I am honored that I have gotten to walk this journey with you and with y'all. So grateful. Thank you for letting me advocate for you and with you. And thank you for holding such a sacred space for this perfect person to be exactly who he is. Because that could have gone any other way. This church in particular, because of our proximity to the Capitol, is deeply engaged in advocacy work. And so you see our banners on the side of the road, and you see our presence is loud because it needs to be. And we really had to get on board faster than most people. So we were doing same-sex blessings of unions before it was federally legal for everyone to be married. And we were the first to do marriages for all people, like the day after it became federally legal, which is amazing. So it's not a surprise that we're caught up, right? And we do our best to be a vocal advocate for the rest of our Episcopal family who are maybe still in different spaces in their lives. It's hard to know how to say everything right, you know? And that takes time. When we were trying to decide whether or not to do Eucharist in this service, which, by the way, means the Great Thanksgiving, so this is Thanksgiving. We landed on its importance for Percy and how instrumental that is for us as Christians. And so I want to just say a bit about that for those of you who may or may not go to communion on a regular basis. In the Episcopal Church, if you are a Christian person who believes in this as a ritual and a part of your faith life, you are welcome at this table. You don't have to have gone to confession first. You don't have to have jumped through hoops first. You don't have to have had a First Communion. You could be Baptist or Unitarian. If you profess Jesus to be a part of your faith life, you are welcome at this table, okay? That's really important to me that you know that. If you want to come up and see what's happening at this altar, you can just come up and cross your hands over your chest and not receive it. I can give you a blessing, or I don't have to. And for the purposes of this being the group that you are, I will ask you before I bless you if you would like a blessing, so you can feel safe to come up there and check it out. What else did I want to tell you? I will tell you more about the mechanics of the Eucharist before we come up to do it, because this is a 177-year-old church, and it's apparent once you get up there, you're like, I'm not sure where to go or what to do. So I'll give you that info in a bit, okay? Suffice it to say for now, thanks for being here. And we had the advocacy group came in behind to join us. They just finished a meeting, and so they came to support you too. And that matters.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.